Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Would You Rather Wednesday, Jones and Keith, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Still expecting Jeremy Piven to drop by the studio. He's got a show at the Wilbur on Friday as part of his U.S. National Stand-Up Tour. We got a hashtag Dork Minute for you potentially later on this hour. We'll get back to the Red Sox as well. At high noon, but what the heck? Let's do some Would You Rather.
All right.
In the meantime, what's first up here, Bill?
Would you rather have Mike Tomlin or Mike Vrabel?
Ooh, battle of the mics.
Yeah, now this is not...
It's a mic off
I don't
on Sunday.
Think this is who's had the better coaching career or anything like that, because that is Tomlin.
Yeah.
Who do I want this weekend, present day? I'd rather have Vrabel.
Yeah, I would too. I know it kind of sounds homerish. I mean, Tomlin had... I underrated Tomlin for a long time. Now I feel like I properly... rate him. I think he's good. I think he should get more credit for coaching Antonio Brown for as long as he did and kind of keeping it on the rails as long as he did.
Yeah.
He does have a Super Bowl. It was forever ago. And he'll get you over 500. He'll get you 9 wins every year and then a blowout loss in the wild card round. Like, he'll get you there. I think he probably has the higher floor right now, but I would still take Vrabel. Like, if they were both available, right, this offseason, both guys were out there, I would rather take Vrabel.
Yeah, no.
But I don't know if that would be I don't know if everybody would agree with that.
Oh, I bet most wouldn't. I mean,
yeah,
I think that probably is a homerish take here in Boston.
Yeah.
I think you're probably right about that. When's the last time he won a playoff game? It's eons ago.
Oh my God.
So he'll get you there every single time. They don't win once they're there.
Well, especially like as a Patriots fan, like it was hard to really be too scared of the Steelers because they just own the Steelers. It's like regular season playoffs. It was like Steelers could have Le'Veon Bell, Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown. You're like, yeah, I'm not really worried about it.
Right, and that really, in retrospect, wasn't a knock on Tomlin because the Patriots owned pretty much everybody in those days. But, yeah, I'm with you. I think Tomlin used to be underrated. I now think he's overrated. You said you personally properly rate
him? Well, I had
him
so low. I had him so low for a while that I wasn't giving him enough credit. And then it's just year after year after year. And what happened, too, was after he lost Roethlisberger, he had a million – like Kenny Pickett's and Duck Hodges and like these random quarterbacks, and he was still piecing together wins.
Nick tells me he thinks it was 2016 last time they won a playoff game.
Yeah, because they finished first in the division and 17 lost in the divisional round. They were 13-3. The year before that, they were 11-5. Also first in the division, lost in the conference final.
Well, there was a year they started 14-0 or something like that, 13-0. They way deep in the year, they were undefeated, late with Roethlisberger, and they got bounced right away. So, if Tomlin went to another job, like if he wasn't in Pittsburgh and he started fresh somewhere else, I'd probably go back to believing in him. It just feels stale.
Yeah,
the whole thing there feels stale, which happens.
Do you think he ever coaches somewhere else?
Yes.
Okay. I wonder how much longer he has there, because I think even in Pittsburgh, it seems like they're getting a little restless. They're like, hey, this is great and all that you have this, you know, streak going where you don't have a losing record, but when have you ever been a contender?
How old do you think Mike Tomlin is?
53. Yeah, I was going
to
say.
So that's plenty of time to get another gig. And I would bet on him at his next gig, but I think it's done in Pittsburgh. I think he has a losing season for the first time with Aaron Rodgers.
All right, but so.
And he's out.
So then play that out, though. Like, so if he was available, like, let's say last year Pittsburgh was like, we're done
so
with
him. So I could choose
this
between off-season. Tomlin and Vrabel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might change my answer, to be honest.
Okay.
So, yeah.
If they were both free agent coaches this past offseason. Yeah, would Tomlin have been more in demand than Vrabel? I think across the league, yeah. Maybe not here just because of the Kraft connection, but...
Yeah, I might have. If that's the way we're phrasing it, they were both options to coach the team this offseason. Who would I rather have? I might answer that, Tomlin.
Okay.
But I'll answer it for now as Vrabel.
All right.
What else do we have, Bill?
Would you rather Lawyer Malloy or James White in the Patriots Hall of Fame?
I don't know if you heard this, but Ty Law was in yesterday with the Greg Hill Show, and they were
I heard the Malloy part, yeah.
Well, they were talking about Patriots Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
Because I think that ceremony coming up, right?
Yeah,
and
Saturday.
So they're going back and forth, and so Curtis is like, well, James White needs to be in there. And Ty Law's like, James White? He's like, what about like Lawyer Malloy? And then the two were going back and forth on those two guys. I think they both should be in. I think Lawyer Malloy does get kind of forgotten because it was so long ago, but he was so good for so long.
I kind of thought he wasn't. Like, I actually looked this when they were talking about it yesterday. I actually looked it up.
Check?
I was like, is Ty,
he's not,
is
right?
Ty right? No, he's not.
Because that would throw off the whole question, I suppose, if he's already it would. In.
I'd still answer James White
yeah.
over Lawyer Malloy, personally.
Over Lawyer Malloy?
Yeah.
Okay. I think they both eventually will get in there.
It's a team Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That's true. So, to me, that's
James White's the kind of guy that would be in there.
That's the way I would lean.
That's true.
On a Would You Rather Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe. We're pleased to be joined in studio by Jeremy Piven, currently on his U.S. National Stand-Up Tour. He's going to be at the Wilbur on Friday. We're very excited to have you in on the show. Thanks for joining us here, Jeremy.
Thank you for having me.
You're a big football fan, right? Big Bears fan?
Absolutely.
How are you feeling about Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson?
Well, you know, it was interesting. The first game, we played three great quarters, and then I don't know exactly what happened.
Yeah.
It was very surreal. But I do know that, you know, we were playing with some backup corners, and then there were some issues with some calves, and I don't know how you go into game one with so many injuries. Listen, the reality is, and you guys do this for a living, none of us, and I say this with love and respect, are elite athletes.
How dare you,
wow.
Jeremy?
Come on, our show. That's a Division III college athlete right there, Jeremy.
Wildly impressive, but you're behind a mic right now.
I sure am.
And you never made it to the big show.
Just missed.
And yeah, it's great. Just missed, just barely.
Just so close.
And I almost became an astronaut. You know, we all want to do things in this life. But my point is that, you know, these are elite athletes, and I don't know how exactly you go into week one with all these injuries. It's like, you know, for me, you know, I'm an actor and a stand-up, and I wore my voice up. I train every day. I try to figure out how to be the best version of myself. You know, I don't know what the variables are to make sure that, you know, going into the season, we have our roster there. But listen, it's disappointing. We were all really excited. You know, he's a great coach. He did incredibly well with the Lions, and he came over. We thought we had it, and then week two, I think we gave up 51 points to the Lions.
Yeah, 52 to 21.
Speaking of just missed,
they were right there.
What do you like during games? Like, what kind of fan are you? Are you yelling at the TV? Like, what kind of fan are you during games?
Yeah, I mean, it's shocking. I surprised myself how emotionally invested I am, to be honest with you. It's kind of shocking. I scream. I'm totally immersed in the game. As you guys know, and everyone listening, like, it's more than just a game to us. Like, why Bears? Okay, I'll tell you. I grew up watching with my father, so there's that connection that we all have to our team. I'm sure you guys with Boston, and we're very similar in Chicago, that we stand by our team. We're very loyal. And so when I watch the Bears, it's all those memories of growing up with my father and watching Walter Payton and watching the 85 Bears. And so all that is tied into it, and it means a lot to us.
Where do you stand on comedy sequels? Spinal Tap 2 just came out, which I saw. It actually was very good. Happy Gilmore 2. I know the Super Trooper guys are working on another Super Troopers now. It seems like it's a tough cookie to crack. They haven't all been successful, but these comedies that came out even like decades ago, getting another run at it. How do you feel? Then I guess aside from that, like if PCU or Old School or some of your great movies, if they came back to you and were like, hey, we're thinking of bringing it back, what would your reaction be?
I 1,000% in, you know, because I'm doing stand-up, I have an insight. It's not, I'm just not an actor at home waiting for the phone to ring. I'm on the ground. I run around Boston and get a little bit of, you know, the energy here, which is intense. You know, hey, let's hug it out, bitch. Where's Mark? Where's Marky Mark?
That's right. Yeah, I'd imagine he comes up often here, yeah.
Oh, no, I love it. I love it. Because he, you know, was the inspiration for Entourage.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Old school, Todd Phillips, the brilliant writer and director of that, who has gone out and said, I don't think that, a raunchy comedy like that could survive in this climate. And I think he's completely wrong. I think not only could it survive, but it would thrive, because the number one piece of content last year on Netflix was the roast of Tom Brady, which couldn't have been more raunchy.
Right.
Could not. And so people just want funny. And if it's raunchy and funny, my mom used to have a great saying in my house growing up, you can say whatever you want as long as it's funny. And it was good. Incredible. Yeah. And I think that's the way the country is right now. So I think, to be honest with you, the first one in is going to be a king, because it's going to blow up. That first real raunchy comedy that hits, that's funny, it's game on.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm in. I'm totally in.
I feel like both of those would be perfect. PCU 2?
Well, PCU was so ahead of its time.
It was.
I mean, there were jokes in that where, like, everyone, would do anything to protest. And my character was, like an eighth year senior. And it was amazing. This is a million years ago, but it was before its time. And so they finally got them to stand down and not protest. And they're like, we're not going to protest. I mean, it was just so funny.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
And maybe you just answered it, but like Keith was going through your career, old school, Entourage, PCU. Do you have a favorite role? Like a lot of people probably have a favorite role for you. Do you have a favorite role that stands out in your mind?
In terms of what I'm capable of doing as an actor, and being able to fire on all cylinders, I'll make some cliched sports analogies, but let's say that I'm Caleb Williams and I operate better on the move. You know what I mean? And I'm not a guy that's operate a lot, right out of center. Like, I'm used to rolling out and all that kind of stuff. Like with Ari Gold, I got to utilize so much of my skill set, because the character was like, I played him like a Greek tragedy. He was over the top emotionally, and then got to, break it down and be softer with the wife and all this type of stuff. But my best role for me personally, and the thing that I'm most kind of connected with, is something that I've been working on for 15 years called The Performance, that'll be out this year, that is an adaptation of an Arthur Miller short story where I play a Jewish tap dancer in 1937 that hides his identity and dances for Hitler. And whenever I would tell that to anyone, they would laugh in my face, and that's why it took me 15 years to find the money. And the rest of the roles, to be honest with you, that it's just me as a grunt. I'm like a special teams player. I'm a journeyman actor, which is what I am. I really am a journeyman actor. I'm on the practice squad, and I've been that guy my whole life. And then I got called up for Entourage. And by the way, that was still, I was used very sparingly. I would come in, to block a punt, literally in that role. Yeah. And I was going to be a fringe player, and then came in and, I contributed, and Doug Ellen wrote it, is, brilliant. And he saw, okay, there's something going on here. Let's explore and heighten this character. But I had a limited contract on that show. Everyone else, I was last on the call sheet, last, dead last. E was first, and Ari Gold was last. And, you know, that's just the way it is. And I was the oldest. You know, I was
40, and the best on the show, if we're being honest.
Well, I was 40 movies into my career when I started.
Yeah.
And then I blew up and won the Fresh Face of the Year at 40 years old. And I started at 8. So I was 32
there
years.
There he is, the Fresh Face. 32 his first
years.
Role.
Yeah, like, 32-year overnight success. And there was nothing fresh about my face.
I'm curious, you mentioned with all the different roles you've been in, is there an obscure, what's the most obscure reference that somebody bumping into you at the airport has come up? Because I'm sure there's like the big 4 or 5 that people obviously associate with you. I personally, I love the movie Very Bad Things. I remember
there
seeing that.
It's so funny.
Like, is that one?
Literally, you and I at that moment were thinking, you know, in Very Bad Things, it couldn't be any darker than that film. But people, like one guy yelled, "Oh, you're the dude that killed the hooker in the bathroom."
Yeah,
and I'm like, that's a movie, you guys.
Yeah, I didn't
kill the hooker in the bathroom. You know,
a very memorable movie, very funny, unbelievable cast.
Well, like, it's very interesting. Like, my life is very, very strange. And I'm just a journeyman actor that puts everything I have into my roles. And I had an actor, and I won't name who it is, but come up to me, a really good actor, and go, "Mate, you want to do a little Charlie in the bathroom, a little bit of, you know."
Russell Crowe?
No, that's not. No, Russell did come up to me, and I'll tell you that story in a minute.
Okay. Crocodile Dundee?
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No. And he goes, "Come on, mate. What do you say? A little bit of little Charlie?" And I'm like, "I don't do blow." And he goes, "Oh, mate, I've seen you do blow, mate. Come on, a little bit of the old nose candy." And I go, "No, bro, I don't do blow." I go, "Did you see Very Bad? No, sorry. Did you see Smoking Aces?"
"Smoking Aces, another great
one." And he's like, "Yeah, man, I saw that." I go, "Did you think that?" He goes, "Yeah." I go, "You're a really good actor."
Yeah.
We were snorting powdered vitamin C. You know that. It was, and he's like, "Oh, mate."
God.
And so
yeah, that's how believable you were.
Yeah. Yeah. And so believable that I was a drug addict.
Yeah, you're going crazy
and
in that movie.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I was wearing colored contacts that make the eyes red. I mean, that's what we do. We pretend for a living. But the fact that this guy was convinced was, it blew me away. And there's a really big compliment in there, and I appreciate it. But yeah, Russell Crowe came up to me at a party one time in a tuxedo with a couple beers in his hands. And he goes, "Mate, I have to say, I saw you in Very Bad Things, man. Is there any way you and I could possibly, you know, I'm thinking about it. Is there any way you blew my phone line back?" And I was like, "Is there any way we're famous?" And I was like, "Wait, Russell Crowe?
Like,
what?
Gladiator. Holy smokes."
Oh, yeah, unbelievable. You know, and what he was saying is, "I want to work with you, mate. I saw you in Very Bad Things. Unbelievable." I was like, "Maximus wants to
amazing.
Work with me."
Oh, it is amazing.
And it was incredible. We've never worked together, but I guess people call him Maximus, like the way they call me Ari Gold. And you know, at first it was a bit confronting, and you know, as an actor, like, "Wait, I've done so much more." But now you're like, "Yeah, bless you." But you know, when they come to watch this transition, when they come to the Wilbur Theater Friday night to see me, they're going to get Jeremy Piven telling stories from the set. You know, what it's like, and doing an hour of stand-up, whether it be, you know, doing impressions or observational stuff, you know, whatever it is. Like, it's stuff that just happens in the moment, you know, that you can just throw up there. And for me, it's a way to use my entire skill set. And now I'm just calling all the plays. You know what I mean? I'm the quarterback, the head coach, the linebacker. I'm everyone.
We do something every Wednesday, a very popular segment called Would You Rather Wednesday.
Okay.
I think it's the alliteration that we like that really pops. I got
like
a few
that.
For you.
Yeah, what do you think of that name? It seems like you're hesitant
like
on the
would
name
you
there.
Rather.
Oh, you
okay,
like
good.
No, okay.
It's a great
good,
game.
It's sort of an either or, Jeremy, is what we're asking for. So would you rather be really, really hot or really, really cold?
Well, it's funny you say that, because I'm getting older as I'm actually touching my knees right now, because I just got off a plane, you know, 6-hour flight. And so I used to look at a woman in a short skirt and I'd be like, "Wow, she's hot," right? And now I'm like, "I wonder if she's cold.
She might be a little cold." Yeah, get her a little.
That's what happens when you get older.
Okay. No kidding. Okay.
So I think I would rather, to be honest with you, I'd rather be hot.
Okay.
Yeah, because I grew up in Chicago, so I grew up cold.
All right. Okay.
Would Keith vehemently disagrees.
I hate sweating. I don't like to sweat. Yeah.
I love to sweat.
I prefer to be cold. Would you rather the ability to fly or the ability to be invisible?
I'd rather fly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think invisible is for the creepers, and you know, bless you. And I think you're probably a cold creeper.
Cold creeper. Yeah. I think that is how you've answered both of those.
Invisible guy was cold.
Yeah, a guy was cold in the corner just looking at.
Okay, peeping. No, I'd like the ability to fly because I've had it in dreams, and that would be amazing.
All right. Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
I think a vampire just because...
Who's the creep now?
Well, no, you just keep it going. You just live forever, like Keanu Reeves.
That's true. That's a good point.
That is true.
All right, and then lastly, would you rather fight 10 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
I think one horse-sized duck.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The odds are even.
Yeah, you just got one right in front of you.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
That's it.
I love how people are obsessed with like how many men could, you know, fight a silverback ape.
That was good. Which side of that were you?
Yeah, while you're there, yeah.
Look, man, a silverback, I just feel like I don't know if there's a way to win.
No.
You know, I love these guys, you know, that are going to put a rear naked choke on a... You're like, John Jones could do it. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that silverback might rip his head off and start eating its torso.
I agree.
Well, Jeremy Piven, we appreciate the time participating in some Would You Rathers.
Yes.
Check out his U.S. National Stand-Up Tour at the Wilbur on Friday. If you want to check out other dates, jeremypiven.com. That's jeremy-piven.com. If you want to check out other dates and locations on the tour.
By the way, at the Wilbur, the VIP are sold out, but don't let that detour you because every seat is great. 1,100 seats, intimate. Everybody wins. Let's hug it out, bitch.
What are the Boston crowds like? You like the Boston crowds are good, right?
Yeah, you know, because they're very vocal. They have fun. Yeah. But if you earn their respect, you got to earn their respect, which is great. They're not just going to give it up.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to see what you got. And, they keep you on your toes. For sure.
No, we talk to them daily here. And so, we're still waiting to earn their respect here on this show.
Listen, maybe I'm the 12th of never. That's the day. Put it in your calendars. Thank you, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.